Welcome back. We are up to Perek Zion, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 7, Mishnah 3 of Masechah Shabbos. The Mishnah now begins by discussing the Malachos as we just outlined them in the previous Mishnah, and therefore says the Mishnah one by one, V'od klal acher amru, the Chachamim have another rule when it comes to Shabbos, kol ha-kasher la-tznia u-matznian kamohu, anything that is fit for people to store and is in a quantity that people store is going to be considered significant when it comes to Hotzah. And so if you carry it outside on Shabbos, one will be liable for a chatas offering. And so essentially there are two ideas that are being conveyed over here. One is that the item that one would be liable for carrying has to be something that you would hold on to and not throw out. And number two, it has to be an amount that's worthwhile, not like a little crumb, but something more significant. But anything, any sort of a substance or any sort of material that is not fit for people to store and is not in a quantity that people would normally store it in is not going to be considered significant. And so if a person carried it on Shabbos, one is not liable unless he is a person who would, in fact, find it significant in storage. So let's say he finds something totally random, very valuable. And so if he would store it because he finds it valuable, but no one else does, then he too would be liable for this subjectively. That was Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Dalet now says further, Hamotzi Tevin Kimlo Pifar. So now we want to give examples. So what are some examples of this? So a person who takes out grain straw, and grain straw is used to feed cows, so this person is only going to be liable if he's carrying this on Shabbos, if he is carrying enough to fill a cow's mouth. And then, Kimlo Fi Gamal, someone who's like transferring bean straw, so which they use to feed camels, so you'll only be liable if you have enough that will feed a camel's mouth, or will fill a camel's mouth. Amir Kimlo Fi Tala, same thing when it comes to Amir, which is a food that they use to feed the sheep, needs to fill a sheep's mouth. And then Asavim Kimlo Fi Gidi, and grass that they use to feed the goats, so this needs to be enough to fill a goat's mouth. And alei shum v'alei v'tzalim, when it comes to garlic leaves and onion leaves, so the halacha now is dependent on what the status of them are. Lachem kigroger, as if they're fresh, they're moist, and that means people can eat them. So the minimum amount is the amount of a dried fig, because that's the normal minimum amount for a humanly edible food. And then yavishim kimlo figidi, but if they're dry and only goats could eat them, so then a minimum amount again is the amount that will fill a young goat's mouth. And then it says the Mishnah further, ve'in mitstarfin zeim zeh b'nei shalo shavu v'shiurein, and you can't combine these things to make up a required minimum because there are amounts that are different, right? So in other words, if you have cow food and camel food, so just because you have half the amount of normal camel food and half the amount of normal cow food, you can't combine them to make one prohibited shear, one prohibited amount, because there are totally different amounts, and then they are worthless in that way, because even though they may together make up one amount of something, they are not one full amount of either one or the other. Says the Mishnah further, Hamotzi achalim kigrogeres chayev. So anyone who's going to be transferring any sort of edible food, so the minimum amount is going to be a grogeres, which is like a dried fig. And if you do that, you're chayev. Mitzdarfen zemzeh b'neisha shavu v'shiurein. And these do combine with one another. So if you have half a dried fig worth of Cheerios and half a dried fig worth of another food, so they will combine because these have equal measurements that prohibit them. Chutz miklipan v'garinehen v'uktzehen v'suban umor sanan. And so too, and what is excluded are the shells, the pits, the stems, the coarse bran, the fine bran that come with all these things. With the food, it's all going to not be considered as part of it because of the fact that they are not usually eaten by people. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, chutz miklape adashim, except for the shells of the lentils that you cook together with the lentils, you eat them with the lentils, and so therefore those will count as part of the measurement. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Dalet and the end of Perek Zayin. God willing, next time we'll continue with the 8th chapter. For now, have a wonderful day.